Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza.
Hey, have you grabbed your free Self Love and Sweat monthly calendar yet? This calendar is so amazing. It comes right in your inbox every single month to help you have a little nugget of wisdom, a sweaty workout, a mindset activity, just a little something something to help keep you focused and motivated and keep that momentum towards your goals. So every day when you get this calendar, you'll see a link that you can click that will lead to a podcast episode or a workout or something that will be very powerful and quick to read. And then you'll also see on the top left corner of every single day, there's a little checkbox in the calendar. And what that is that's for your one thing. You can choose one thing every month, or it can be the same, something that you want to implement, and make this something that you can easily implement, like daily meditation or getting a certain amount of steps or water, for example, and staying hydrated, and even taking your supplements. This can be something if you want to get more regular doing a particular habit and routine, you can choose what that checkbox means. So if you want your self-love and sweat free monthly calendar delivered right to your inbox every month on the first of the month, go to lifelikelondon.com/calendar, fill out the form really quickly, and you will have your calendar in your inbox within a few short minutes. That's lifelikelondon, lifelikelondon.com/calendar. Go get yours for free and enjoy this episode. So I am a little fired up for today's episode, today's quick mindset reset. This is about doing it scared, doing it anyway, going after the hard thing just for the sake of putting in the reps of doing the hard thing. motivation is not a feeling. It's not something that some people have more than others. It's not something that you just like wake up feeling or like poof, right? Like there might be days where you just innately feel more motivated than others. But the way that we need to look at motivation is like a muscle. Okay. Technically, it's not a muscle. It's kind of like a sweet tooth, right? You tell kids, oh yeah, I have a sweet tooth. It's not really that there's a tooth that's sweet. There's not really a muscle that's your motivation muscle, right? But we got to look at it that way. We really have to look at motivation as something that we train, that we cultivate, right? The more that we take action despite being scared, despite being uncomfortable, despite some of those limiting beliefs of like, am I good enough? Can I do this? What might other people think, right? We all have that dialogue. And when we to one extent or the other, right? And when we turn down that volume and we step into it anyway, scared, sweaty armpits, heart beating, nervous, when we show our nervous system who's boss, like, hey, I know that you're feeling uncomfortable, but you got this and we're going to do it anyway, the more motivation that you will have overall, because you'll have more courage. You'll have more evidence of your greatness of like, oh yeah, that was scary and I did it anyway. I recently made a story about this on Instagram talking about not only doing the hard thing in life, let's say like to go after your main goal, for example. So maybe, you know, you are out of your comfort zone and you want that motivation or you're moving through some discomfort, let's say to have a tough conversation or to maybe go after that new job or that new promotion or to put yourself out there like in the dating world or something. Maybe that's like where it feels really uncomfortable for you right now. Go out and do other things that scare you that are uncomfortable, right? Like I shared on my Instagram reel, I was like, okay, I, you know, can dance. I've taken Zumba, things like that. But I went with my friend Kara and one of her friends when I was recently in California to their intermediate salsa class. Now, not only was this an intermediate salsa class, but there was partner salsa dancing, which makes me very uncomfortable. I don't mind like being in a Zumba class, dancing solo, you know, like those types of things. But when it comes to having partner dances, like I was just super nervous and super uncomfortable. But going out and doing it anyway allows you to be able to be like, okay, I can be scared and do it anyway. I can push my limits and do it anyway. I know that public speaking is a huge fear for a lot of people. So, you know, going out and giving yourself an opportunity to share in front of people, whether that's like a group of your friends or a group that you're a part of, or maybe you decide to like take a public speaking course, like just go out and do things that make your armpit sweaty, that make you uncomfortable, that you normally would stay away from just for the sake of putting in the reps, just for the sake of doing it anyway, just for the sake of building that motivation muscle, for cultivating courage. I think so many times people think that motivation and courage are just things that you have. No, they are things that you cultivate. They are results of action. They are results of doing it anyway. And now the reason why I'm fired up about this is because I'm super motivated by death. I don't want to get to the end of my life, and I don't want you to get to the end of your life thinking, oh, I wish I would have tried that. I wish I would have went after that. You know, I wish I would have gone after that goal. I wish I would have put fear to the side and did it anyway. I've had some loss recently in my life, close family friends, my uncle, and I also had Lindsay Lee, who I love. She's my soul sister. She was on the podcast and we talked about death being a motivating factor. And she said, have fun, do good, don't die boring. And so we're all going to get to the end of our life, whether we choose to face that now or not. I know sometimes I know from working with a lot of people on their biggest fears, our biggest fear can be death, right? But for me, my biggest motivating factor is death, because it's like, dude, we could die tomorrow. And we have so many gifts and so much light to shine out into the world that I would hate, you know, I see myself dying old into my hundreds, right? But we never know what's going to happen. And, you know, if I do get to that point of, let's say, being on a deathbed, if you will, of just like, oh, wait, now it's going to be the end of my life. It is the end of my life. I'm getting towards the end of my life. I don't want to go back in the history of London and be like, oh, I wish I would have, or, you know, I wish I would have changed or grown in this way or tried this out, right? So whatever it is, right? We all have that thing that we want to go after, that scares us a little bit, that we wish we had more motivation to go after, that we wish we had the courage to just push through a little bit. And I'm here to tell you today on this quick mindset reset, it's not just going to come. It has to be cultivated through action. It has to be cultivated by being afraid and doing it anyway, not wanting to do it and doing it anyway, taking action despite not feeling like it. So whatever that might be for you today, I want you to go out and just do something that scares you. Do something that's uncomfortable. Take action in an area that you've been procrastinating. It's going to make a difference. And yeah, go out and do it anyway. If this episode spoke to you, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Life Like London everywhere. I love to discuss this topic. For those of you listening, you can't see my body language, but whenever I talk about this, I just feel very like lioness-esque, where it's just like, let's go. So go out in the world and do it anyway.
Hey, really quick, I want to interrupt the podcast for just a minute to tell you about one of my favorite supplements for hair, skin, nails, digestive, and gut health. And that is Snap Supplements Super Greens with Collagen. Now, if you're following me on social media, you've probably seen me post about this a bunch because honestly, this product tastes amazing and it's jam-packed with nutrients, like I said, to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It helps support detoxification, a healthy immune system, and there's even probiotics in there for a healthy gut. It's non-GMO, no sugar added, soy-free, grass-fed collagen, and every scoop is going to give you 7 grams of protein. And this is why I love it, because it's not like a protein shake. It's just a scoop of powder. It tastes amazing. I put it in water, or if I want more hydration, I'll put it in coconut water and mix it up. And it's like having a nice, refreshing beverage that's packed with a bunch of super greens and protein. So what I'm super excited about is that for listening to the podcast, you'll get this discount here, nowhere else. But for listening to the podcast, you can save 25% off on all your Snap supplement purchases, including the Super Greens with Collagen. And you do that by using code LONDEN25 at checkout. That's LUNDEN25. LUNDEN25 to get 25% off at checkout. You can shop on snapsupplements.com, or you can shop on my website, lifelikelondon.com/supplements. And you'll see there's already an additional 10% taken off. But you, because you're a podcast listener, you're going to get 25% off when you use the code LONDEN25 at checkout. LUNDEN25 at checkout to get your Snap supplements, super greens, and collagen, and all your Snap supplements for 25% off. Now, let's get back to the show.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hit Spot Austria production.